Can I meet you formally?
I'm Professor Olufolayi Ndero.
What role did you play in the Unity Forum APC group?
I served as the secretary of the screening committee of the group.
There has been some developments on alleged selection of Chief Olufolayi as the consensus candidate of the Unity Forum of the APC. What is your take on this development?
As far as I know, and as the custodian of all the records and deliberations in that place, there was never a time we came up with a consensus candidate. None. We never did it.
There was this issue of agreement that 4 people were in support, 2 people were against, and 1 was abstained from the committee member. Are you aware of this arrangement too?
I was there. There was no voting. The candidate of support, the chairman requested for preferences. The word preference is different from consensus. I think we have to make that very clear. Consensus is where you have no division whatsoever. Preference, you can say your preference. It has no meaning. It has no relationship with consensus.
So, from your own submission, sir, has the Unity Forum of the APC picked any consensus candidate?
As of today, the Unity Forum, the screening committee of which I serve as the secretary, never arrived at a consensus candidate. None. You set up a committee, purportedly a report was sent to you. You did not even allow the larger house to debate on the report, to see the result. You now made it available and said that the consensus candidate has been elected. Is that how things are done in a decent, normal society?
Some have the opinion that the coordinator of the group, Alhaji Olanunsi, also attest to it that he was the one that signed the release that was being circulated on social media.
Does he have the right to do that? Does he have the right to do that, bypassing the secretary, bypassing the committee, bypassing the whole house? Does he have the right?
So as of now, what is your stance, sir?
The stance is that the Unity Forum does not have a consensus candidate. Period.
Let me meet you.
I'm Senator Yeli Omogunwa.
And what role did you play in Unity Forum?
I'm a member of the Unity Forum.
Yes,
and incidentally, the chairman of the screening committee of the 10
You, as the chairman of the Senate Extraordinary Committee, released your report that picked Chief Olufolayi as the candidate of the Unity Forum.
That's very correct.
Yes, sir. So how did you arrive at this, sir? And the reaction from members of the committee that said they are not party to what you did. So how would you clear here on this, sir?
I'm not aware of any member. What you want to know, we have gotten majority. 4 people voted in favor of Olufolayi. We didn't vote. It was not a voting something. Everybody made his position known openly so that no hide and seek.
Now, some of the aspirants were showing remorse that they are not part of that decision. How do you react to this, sir?
No, when you set up a committee on aspirants, do you send it back to the aspirants? It's never done anywhere. It's the leader that set up the inaugurated committee that I submitted the report to, and that's the normal process.
Do you see this as good for the forum?
It depends on sincerity of members of the forum and the sincerity of the aspirants, who SY pledged that whatever the decision of the committee, they will abide. So it depends on them. Mine is, chairman, go and do this thing. Okay, this is our report. We have submitted our report. It's not my duty to defend that report. It's in the public domain. Simple. I'm not prepared to defend the report, but all that has happened, transpired, I'm prepared to tell the whole world.
The secretary of the committee is Professor Shola Eyindero. I alleged that he was not party to what transpired. What is your reaction to this, sir?
Professor Eyindero was my lecturer, was my teacher. I give him every respect. I would not argue with him in the public. But if he says he's no more party to it, it's a free word. But did he not participate in all the procedure, and he did not script the resolution of the party? So if he did all these things and now turns back that he's not party to it, well, it's a fundamental human right to accept or reject.
Then, sir, finally, what is your take on this issue of allegation of a 1.2 million naira bribe?
If somebody will want to bribe me, which I don't take, you come and give me 1.2 million and say you are bribing me to do what? Are you bribing 7 people with 1.2 million? That is uncalled for. It's an insult.